This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Nearly 2 years ago, a major clinical trial of hormone replacement therapy was halted because the risks outweighed the benefits. Now that HRT is no longer widely recommended for women seeking relief from the symptoms of menopause, the number of women looking for alternative treatments has risen dramatically. Some answers about whether natural therapies work could come as early as the end of the year, as researchers trained in both Eastern and Western medicine complete the largest and most extensive study to date of herbal remedies and diet. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Susan Reed, a Stanford-trained MD, remembers the day about 5 years ago when she and a group of scientists gathered around a small conference table. They were beginning to work out the details of their clinical research project on Chinese herbs that might be used to alleviate hot flashes and night sweats.
I think it was one of our first research meetings, and we were all there together and trying to get a sense of how you choose treatments, how you choose an herb. And so, of course, we were thinking about things that make sense to our world.
A world based on Western medicine and mainstream clinical research.
We were talking about approaches and different herbs we might use, and Jane sort of brought us up short.
Jane is Jane Giltinen, a naturopathic physician trained in Chinese and holistic medicine.
Jane got a big smile on her face, and she's got these wonderful blue, sparkling, twinkling eyes, and she said, and then we could control or look at the phase of the moon that the product was picked on, what time that it was picked, was it midnight or 2 a.m., how much rain they had gotten that year for that certain harvest, and what type of manure they had used. That was the gist of that conversation, and we were all speechless.
Giltinen, who admits she talked about the phase of the moon partially for effect, picks up the story.
And there was stunning silence for a few moments, and then some big grins broke out, and Susan said, "That is really great."
This Seattle collaboration between the worlds of Western and alternative medicine had begun. While many clinical research projects are driven by pharmaceutical companies developing new drugs, this effort was inspired largely by women patients. They were increasingly asking doctors like Reed about herbal remedies to treat menopausal symptoms.
They were using products, they believed in them, and I have to be true in my answer in that I really was more concerned about their safety. They were spending lots of money on these products, and we had no data that they were efficacious. So that, I think, also came from a very conservative medical school residency approach that we do things in medicine because they're proven. And we had no proof.
Looking for that proof, Reed turned to two epidemiologists who were involved in the nation's largest study of conventional hormone replacement therapy. It turned out that they, like Reed, wanted to know more about herbal remedies. But the scientists knew that to create a clinical research trial involving herbs, they would have to enlist the help of someone who actually prescribed them. So they turned to Giltinen, a clinical professor at Bastyr University, the nation's foremost naturopathic medical school.
All right, so this is our dispensary, and this is where we carry the products that naturopathic physicians will prescribe for their patients. Here is a compound that has phytoestrogens in it, including soy, as well as black cohosh, alfalfa, red clover. So this is a commonly used product.
Giltinen says she was eager to help create the study and eager to put the naturopathic remedies to the test. Although the herbs have been used for centuries, they have never been rigorously studied. The typical clinical trial pits a single drug against a placebo or an existing drug. But naturopaths use combinations of things, exercise, herbs, and diet. Fitting all that into a circumscribed scientific model was a bit like trying to put a multi-pronged round peg into a square hole. What the researchers came up with was an experiment involving five groups, 350 women in all. Some took black cohosh, some a multibotanical, others conventional HRT, and still others a placebo. All the drugs, herbs, even the placebo were made to look exactly the same. No one, not the women nor the researchers, could tell who was taking what. As naturopath Giltinen awaits the results, she admits she's a bit nervous.
I believe and I hope that our treatments will demonstrate benefit for women, but there is the possibility that they won't. I'm open-minded enough to say, let's put this to a test, and if it doesn't work, then we have to acknowledge it doesn't work.
The final group of women will take their last pills in August, and then the researchers will begin crunching the data to figure out what the various herbs and foods did or didn't do. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.